I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My next guest is Matt Jackson, climate change organizer from the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, also known as SEAC. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks so much for having me, Shirley.
Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about SEAC. It's been a while since we talked with anyone from your organization. What was this last 12 months or so like for you all?
Wow, what was the 12 months like, the last 12 months like? That's a big question for anyone. I actually started at SEAC a little more than a year ago, about 13 months ago. And so
what
I barely got a taste for what SEAC was like before the pandemic, before everything kind of changed. And of course, the pandemic has just been terrible for our economy, for our communities, you know, for everyone that has lost a loved one or had a loved one sickened. One thing that it's brought to SEAC, though, as we've all started working from home, is that it has allowed SEAC to embrace the whole region again in a new way. You know, and so I was born in Ketchikan and live in Sitka, and had just moved to Juneau to work for SEAC at their office there in Juneau. And something that the pandemic has really opened up for us is being able to spread back out to the whole region. And so I've been calling in from Sitka today. You know, we have another staff member who's down in Ketchikan. We have someone who's in Haines. And so, you know, SEAC is always going to have a special place in Juneau, and Juneau is always going to have a special place in SEAC's heart. But one bright side is that we've been able to spread back out to the more communities in Southeast, and we kind of hope to continue that trend and take advantage of all these kind of amazing new technologies like Zoom that I'm calling in with right now.
Yeah. What were some of the other successes that your organization had in 2020?
Oh boy. I mean, we had a lot. I think the roadless rural campaign, didn't start in 2020, but we definitely, you know, finished strong in 2020. We're really proud of all the comments that we gathered in support of maintaining the roadless rural. And I think that's one of our biggest accomplishments. And, you know, climate change, which is my wheelhouse, is affected by and affects, you know, practically everything in Southeast Alaska. And I think that reinstating the roadless rule, which we hope will happen very soon, is going to have major benefits to, you know, sequestering more carbon in our region and therefore, you know, protecting the environment that sustains our salmon fisheries and even our tourism industry as the climate changes.
That is very interesting to hear. I've been following along with that that whole story for a while now, and I wasn't really sure what the outcome was going to be. So thank you for the update.
Well, it is too soon to say, but okay. we hope and we have good reason to hope that the roadless rule will be reinstated sometime soon.
Well, thanks for the update on that. And today you're here to talk about SEAC's climate conversation on President Biden's Build Back Better economic recovery plan and what it means for Alaska. That's taking place tomorrow via Zoom. What are some of the things that have changed for SEAC with the change of administration?
A lot of things. you know, I think we have someone, and not just one someone, but a whole administration of people that are now free to talk about a constructive vision for the future of our state and our region that acknowledges the reality and the science of climate change. And just a few months ago, the administration was not able to have a conversation about climate change. I believe it was just on Saturday that the EPA relaunched their climate change website that had been taken down in, I think it was February of 2017, right after the last change of administration. And so just a couple of months ago, from the highest levels of the federal government, people are being limited to a very narrow resource extraction, kind of one lane only way of thought. And I think the biggest general change for this whole nation is that now we can kind of look forward constructively to new and different things that we can try that are going to lead to new and different kinds of prosperity for our nation, our state, and Southeast Alaska as well. So, you know, whether it's looking beyond old growth logging to other uses and values of the Tongass, or whether it's finally tackling this long delayed issue of infrastructure investments and addressing climate change, I think there's just a much more constructive tone in the new administration. And, you know, I do see that even in the career, you know, federal employees that I work with in my job, that there's, I'd say, a bit of an increase in morale and a bit more excitement.
And the climate conversation that SEAC is hosting is also going to feature a panel of experts. Who else will be joining you for this presentation?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So, you know, like I was saying, with the new administration, there's a lot more opportunity to think constructively towards, you know, new ways of approaching land management and climate change. And I think our panel is really going to exemplify those opportunities. So we have Representative Ivy Sponholz, who's a representative from up in Anchorage, which he's really been taking a lead on infrastructure in state government and has been looking really closely at the general bond package that was introduced this year at state government. And so she's very familiar with the infrastructure needs of the state. We're going to be hearing from Jody Mitchell, who is the CEO of the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, which is a nonprofit electric cooperative that provides electricity to communities like Angoon, Kay, Kuna, and Klukwan in the Chilkat Valley. And they, of course, have a lot to gain from beneficial electrification and switching away from diesel power generation. We are going to hear from Matthew Hevener, who is a member, he's a senior associate at the Arctic Energy Office, which is a part of the Department of Energy, and actually a former resident of Juneau, and will be speaking on behalf of the administration and behalf of the Department of Energy on some of the possible investments and policy goals of the administration coming up. And finally, but not least, we'll have Robert Stamm from IBEW. He's based in Ketchikan, and I think it's obvious to me that IBEW and organized labor has a really important role to play in this infrastructure and these climate change developments, not only because these are going to create a lot of jobs, but because we need them to be good paying jobs, jobs with high labor standards, preferably union jobs, so that, you know, not only are we building dams and installing heat pumps, but we're creating the conditions for, you know, long lasting, prosperous economy.
And what is the format of your conversation going to be? Will it be like a presentation followed by a Q&A? Will each of your panel be able to talk a little bit about part of the Build Back Better plan?
Yeah, we're calling it a panel discussion. And in the spirit of this whole series of climate conversations, we want it to be an honest conversation. So the whole final third of the event is going to be kind of a town hall format, questions from the audience. So anyone can tune in, ask a question of myself or any of the other four panelists. I tried really hard to gather, you know, an all-star team of panelists from diverse parts of the state geographically and also diverse economic sectors. And so each of us are going to say our little piece. There's going to be an opportunity for attendees to basically make their voice heard and send a letter to our congressional delegation about their own priorities based on, you know, what they learn at tomorrow's event or what is important to them. But more than half of the event, and my favorite part of the event, is going to be question and answers. So I have a few questions that I want to pose to the panel myself, and then we're going to open it up for, you know, probably 20 minutes to questions from the audience. And I really hope we get some good audience engagement in there, because it's so important to SEAC and to me personally that, you know, folks in DC, whether it's, you know, our senators, Lisa Murkowski, or people from the Biden administration, are hearing, not even just for me, but for hearing directly from the grassroots, that they're listening to folks on the ground in Juneau, in Sitka, around Southeast Alaska, about what's important to them and what's going to benefit their communities. And that's what these climate conversations are all about.
And what are your hopes for conservation in Alaska with the new administration? Like, what changes or positive impacts do you think we'll see or hope to see under the Biden administration?
You know, I certainly hope that we see a reinstatement of the roadless rule I hope that we see a movement away from old growth logging. But I think even more important to me, or just as important to me as those conservation goals, is that this administration, with the help of our congressional delegation, especially Senator Murkowski, move towards an economy that's more equitable and sustainable. You know, Alaska's boom and bust economy is well documented, and we've really been trending more towards the bust than the boom the last couple of years. And that's impacting our state's day-to-day life, you know, whether it's ferry service or, you know, cutting services, closing DMV offices. Alaska's reliance on this outdated economic model, it just hasn't been working for several years. It's not working today. It's not likely to work next year. It's just time to move on to a new and brighter and better economic model for the state. And I think it has to be modeled off of a sustainable economy, an economy that we can operate for generations, not just until the next bust. And, you know, fossil fuels are probably not going to be a big part of that future economy. I think things like fishing and visitor industries and knowledge industries, the care economy, are going to be much bigger contributors to our economy and to our society in the next 50 years. And it's time that our leaders start preparing us for that future.
I'm talking with Matt Jackson from SEAC, Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. The climate conversation on President Biden's Build Back Better economic recovery plan and what it means for Alaska is happening tomorrow, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Via Zoom. Matt, you want to tell us how we can find the information or sign up?
Yeah, thanks. The easiest way is to go to seac.org/events. So that's SEACC.org/events. Or just go to our website, Google SEAC, and you know, there's an events tab that you can find pretty easily, and sign up. Yeah, we'd love to have as much participation as possible, and there'll be ample opportunity to ask questions. So if you've got a question for Representative Sponholz or Rob from the IBEW or Jody Mitchell from Inside Passage Electric Cooperative or Matt Huebner from the Department of Energy, or just generally about, you know, what the heck is going on in Washington, D.C.? What's happening next? What is this infrastructure bill I keep hearing about? Yeah, tune in, ask it. We're going to share a lot more information tomorrow.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today. I've really enjoyed our conversation. And best of luck with your efforts and with the conversation happening tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. And yeah, have a great afternoon, Juno.
Thank you.